What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
This is what I loved about the Doobie Brothers and why I hated Michael McDonald joining the group. But that's not why you called. Welcome in to Saturday Suckage. Big voice guy saying,
Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage.
Like we're in, the station is endorsing it. Oh my God, do they know what happens here? Wow, that's just... Well, look, the Bears get suckered every time with a GM and a coach, and so maybe the Score is being suckered by this whole thing. And you heard Dennis Green coming in. Here's why. The Bears are on their way to killing the hopes of yet another first-round quarterback.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
The Bears draft a new quarterback with an old coach who clearly shouldn't have been coaching.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
The Bears bring in a new coach with that young and screwed-up quarterback who will have to learn yet another system 20 minutes into his career.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Bears bring in a team president who has never hired a coach, but this team president wants to do the GM's job before he has done his own job.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
The Bears bring in a quarterback with the greatest of hope and then fail to protect him with a quality offensive line and play caller.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
The titular GM said he was going to break the cycle that I just described. But instead, the titular GM is perpetuating the ignorance of failing to line up the new quarterback with a new coach and a new play caller.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
The Bears bang together a group of people or outsource it to be part of a search committee for a new coach. Because nobody in charge seems to have institutional knowledge of the NFL to know where to mine coaching gold.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Bears call themselves a top-down management structure, and that's it, and that's all there is, and like it or lump it, and no, you can't bring your own general manager, even though that has worked for you elsewhere, like in Seattle where they won a Super Bowl, because that's the way we do it here. That's the way we do it with the Bears, and look at all our Super Bowl trophies, in the last 39 years.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
The Bears have spent 33 years AD after Ditka, avoiding a coach with a big personality, a dominant personality, a football personality. They want librarians and sommeliers, and they get them. This year's list could have included Bill Belichick. He was available, but he would have wanted to run things. And the Bears don't feel comfortable when someone else tells them things, like somebody else should run things, no matter how much the Bears suck at running the football business. Plus, Belichick ripped the Bears. He ripped the Bears' interim GM for failing to build an offensive line before getting the quarterback and failing to provide a suitable running game instead of a running back who's a pass-catching option. Belichick would have wanted power. He would have wanted big changes. He would have wanted his own personnel guy. After rightfully pointing out the many failures of Ryan Poles, Belichick went to UNC. The Bears went back to the NFLC to find a coach, like they do every 2 or 3 years.
That was a good one. I like that one.
They swim with sharks and catch minnows.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Thank you. I wanted to do that. I just wanted to hear Dennis Green.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
That was the last time they went to the Super Bowl, and the Bears were who we hoped they were. Their defense was coached by Ron Rivera. He apparently, reportedly, is scheduled to interview with the Bears this weekend. That would give them 3 former head coaches, guys with gravitas, guys with credibility on their list, if that's the way it happens. So, you know what the amazing thing is? Today they interviewed Ben Johnson. If you're late to this news, they completed the interview with Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator. He had Saturday free because they have a bye this week. They have a bye with head coach Dan Cannibal crawling up your legs and eating your kneecaps. Also having a bye this week is the defensive coordinator for the Lions, Aaron Glenn. He was scheduled. I think he's still on the docket for the Bears to interview this afternoon. They'll be doing the virtual interviews. NFL rules call for that. I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm so glad Robbie Triano, Mr. Detroit, is here. Because if there was any team in the only other team foundering like the Bears and being and having such trouble with head coaches and being so lost as an organization would be the Lions. They were often the saving grace of the Bears. They can't beat the Packers. The Vikings just always seem to be better. But the Lions, that was a team. Yeah, okay, we could do that. We don't suck as them. We don't suck compared to them as often. So how did the Lions... Wait, the Lions got it right with essentially a cartoon character. We all made fun of him. That was the year he got hired, the same year as Sirianni, and Sirianni's playing rock, paper, scissors for calling plays, and Dan Cannibal is eating kneecaps. Robbie, how did the Lions get it right and the Bears are still in stupid town? They are comically stupid.
Do you remember Matt Patricia? Do you remember him?
Who could forget the rocket scientist who is demanding that reporters sit up straight in the media room?
Well, he took the rocket of the Detroit Lions and crashed and burned it. And as a Detroit fan living in Detroit at that time, the fans absolutely hated the entire family, the Ford family, the family that has owned the Lions for as long as the Lions have been there. We've hated them. And when that happened and you've had that idiot coaching the team and Matt Patricia, everyone wanted out. So then Sheila Ford Hamp took over for Martha Ford, who was this 90-year-old lady who was in charge. And then she was like, you know what? I don't know how to run a football team. Do you know what I can do? I can bring in a smart person. So she brought in Chris Spielman, former Lions player, former NFL guy. He knows everything. Chris Spielman knows a lot of people. And then he hired Brad Holmes from the Los Angeles Rams to be their next general manager. Brad Holmes then hired Dan Campbell. And then every draft pick the Lions have made, they have hit. They do not have a single miss with a draft pick, and Dan Campbell instilled the culture that everyone wants and everyone is looking for in an NFL head coach. That's how the Lions fixed it.
I'll have more to say about culture later, but they won. They won with an offensive coordinator. They won with an offensive coordinator who is remarkable, and a defensive coordinator who is carrying out every bit of the sound effects Dan Campbell utters. Dan Campbell was one of the things, especially that exposed the Bears, is the Lions lost a game to Tampa Bay earlier in the year, and Dan Campbell stood right up, immediately took blame for the screw-up of communications with special teams. They get on the field. They don't get on the field. This is all bad. And it was a September game, and it was fresh. And Dan Campbell stood up there and said this.
Well, I asked for improvement from last week was the story. And we did improve. We did improve. And their coach cost them. Their head coach cost them this one. So, critical error in the half, and 100% on me. We improved. There's areas we got to continue to improve on, but it's not okay.
And compare and contrast that with Matt Eberflus, either too stupid or too insecure to take the blame for what happened in Washington. And the players called him out on that, and that's where everything broke. But there's Dan Campbell. He's doing that, and he's taking the blame. He's transparent as hell. He also represents Ben Johnson. Bears just completed their interview with him, a virtual interview. It was completed today. Ben Johnson represents what happens when you hire somebody like Dan Campbell. If you're not hiring Sean McVay or Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, the offensive head coach, the guy's essentially your play caller, then you're going to lose a great offensive coordinator. He doesn't even have to be great. Do you realize the Bears lost Adam Gase after 1 year? Adam Gase, the best he could do is make Jay Cutler mediocre, and that was enough to land the Miami Dolphins job, which tells you how stupid NFL people are. But that's what happens when you have... When your head coach is not your play caller, essentially. That's what makes hiring Ben Johnson as the Bears' head coach an attractive thing. If he's great the way they hope, he ain't going to leave. He's going to be here. If he's not great, everybody dies at the end, and we've already seen that with the Bears. But the Detroit Lions got it. They got it right.
Damn right.
I'm not going to say it's not fair, because they're as deserving, more deserving. They haven't won a title since 1957. They're like the Cleveland Indians of suck.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eyes when that happened.
You weren't. I don't understand how, and it would seem to be, I don't know what Brad Holmes, I've not read up on what Brad Holmes saw or what he had pined for, or what he unexpectedly got from Dan Campbell. But I don't know what would have happened if it had been a virtual interview first. Would Dan Campbell have ever gotten in a room? Because clearly we've seen what happens when Dan Campbell's in a room. And that's a reason I think the Bears have failed when they have not brought in Mike Vrabel, personally brought him in, gone eye to eye with him. Same place, same room. You want a guy to command a room? Well, get him in a room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how could you tell Dan Campbell if he was over Zoom? How could you tell how he has that presence? When he walks in the room, wow, that's a very large, intimidating man. You can't get that over Zoom whatsoever.
No. You do get it over the video, though. We watch video of him, and we know that's Dan Campbell. That's a signature. That's him. But if you're the Bears and you blow the chance to bring in to Halas Hall, to sit down with Mike Vrabel, to sit down with Pete Carroll, to sit down with Ron Rivera. He certainly knows his way around Halas Hall. He should be at Halas Hall. The Bears should do this with every candidate they can to show those guys and every other candidate, well, we're serious. Right now, the Bears are just sort of like they're doing homework. It's a cram session. I don't know. And I'm not even worried about the – I've heard some people talk about the confusion of like, well, who said this? This guy said that. I don't buy that. I think they'll know who said what. It's not just a Zoom call. It's taped. You recorded it. You can go back and look at it. That's what football people do. They go back and look at tape. And they'll have that. And maybe the Bears are afraid of having people in that room on their side give away information that you might tend to do if things get really friendly.
I have a question for you. How long have you been covering Chicago sports?
Since 1992.
If you were to describe the usual candidate or the personality type or the trait of Chicago Bears head coach that the McCaskey family has hired, what is the overwhelming...
I already did. They're librarians and sommeliers. That's it. Since AD, after Ditka.
I don't think that's want a sommelier. I would want one with me to help pick out some really nice wine, but not want them to lead a football team.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. That's what they go after. And there are spikes of success. There's not sustained success. But you look at Mike Vrabel, and I think he scares the Bears. He's going to have demands. He's a big enough personality to have demands. He's going to scare the Bears. He went to the playoffs 3 straight years in Tennessee, something the Bears haven't done since Ditka. And the Bears don't want Ditka. The McCaskies don't want Ditka. They're still afraid of the whole Ditka thing. Pete Carroll, I thought, and now I'm convinced more than ever, that Ron Rivera would thread that needle of a guy who walks into a room. We know he can command a room. He's done it 2 different places. He's been coach of the year twice. He's gone to a Super Bowl, Ron Rivera has. Jonathan Jones of CBS reported earlier, as if you missed it when I brought it to you, he is scheduled to be interviewed by the Bears. Team he played for in Super Bowl XX, my friend, and coached in LXI. He coached the defense the last time the Bears went to the Super Bowl. Good Lord, the Super Bowl victory is going to turn 40, and the Super Bowl appearance is almost, it's going to hit legal drinking age soon. And that's what the Bears do, and the Bears are afraid of big personalities because they want big changes. Pete Carroll brought his own GM, essentially, to Seattle. They won a Super Bowl. They went to another one. The Bears want to do things their way. 5 coaches in George McCaskey's reign since 2011. And the Bears aren't going to change. No, we don't want to do it that way. We're going to do it our way. How's that way work for you, George? How many playoff victories you got? When you get past 0, let me know.
The more I learn about the Bears and the ownership since I've moved here, the more I realize there's a whole lot of stupid in that building. It's insane.
Okay, well, Robbie, your facts seem to be in error according to an 847 texter. Brad Holmes didn't hire Campbell. Campbell was hired before Holmes.
It's funny because I was about to message that person back. The Lions hired Brad Holmes January 14th, 2021. They hired Matt Campbell, or Dan Campbell, don't want Matt Campbell.
No.
January 20th, 2021. Boom, roasted. You got owned.
Boom, roasted. You got owned. Look at that. Yeah, that's Detroit's winning everything now. We're winning boom roasted wars. Thanks for participating. We take a break. We come back. We'll talk with Chuck Swirsky. We'll talk some Bulls. Zach LaVine is just playing out of his mind. And Chuck Swirsky was at the radio station that had those Super Bowl Bears. He knows Ron Rivera. I'll get Chuck's thoughts on Chico. And this is, by the way, this is Super Bowl 59. This is Super Bowl Chico this year. If you're looking for the confluence and the omens and all things melding together, this is Super Bowl Chico. You have Dave McGinnis for us?
Happy birthday, Chico.
Look at that. Now we need Harry Carey to really top it. Where are you, Chico? I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. You probably just figured that out. You probably didn't need me to tell you. I don't know why I'm on the air either. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Happy birthday, Chico.
Hey.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Bill, yes. You know, Alonso's brother, LeAngelo, has the hottest song on the market right now. On the charts, it's called Tweaker.
Really?
Yes. I might swerve in that corner. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There you go.
Is that really part of the song?
Yes.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Yeah, are we walking it up with Lil Swirsk? That's what we should do. Yeah, he's got his rap name. We got Lil Swirsk. Now joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois Outline is Chuck Swirsky. Download the Circa app today. He's Lil Swirsk. Yeah, we got your rap name, Swirsk.
Yeah, you know what? You have to have some fun, right?
And I'm all for it. I thought it was just great that not just coming from you, the dancing Chuck Swirsky, but the fact that Beef Wennington was like, wait, what? Like you were schooling him on it.
Yes. Well, you know what? Bill enjoys the finer things in life. He likes classical music. So this was 180 degrees from his... from his expertise.
So, Bill, or Chuck, Robbie here, Chris Tannehill made
Chuck
Swirsky,
this. Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, Chuck. Sorry about that. Chris Tannehill made this based off your hook of the song Tweaker.
I might swerve in that corner. Whoa, 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 whoa. There you go.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah,
I love it.
Little Swirsk. Yeah, we got you. Got a whole alternate life. So can I just say this? The Bulls, it struck me, the Bulls really know how to get revenge. Look, Washington did to them the before, and what they did was not really anything. You know, when we think of revenge, oh, we're going to hurt you. We're going to run you up. We're going to rough you up. We're going to get tough, and your guys are going to get out. Like, what they did was they threw the ball around so fast, no team could keep up with them, and that's when they look great. That's when they are at their most unbeatable. It was really a thing. It was sort of like a velvet switchblade that they were throwing at the Wizards, and they played beautiful basketball last night.
Well, yes. I mean, and plus, you know, as you know, both teams came in giving up a league high 121 points a game. But you're right. I mean, this style of play is so radical from previous seasons, and because this is the way the game is now being played. As you know, Steve, I mean, this three-point thing is not going away. And you either buy in or you're in trouble. And so what AK and Mark and Billy Donovan, they want to push the pace, which they've done. They've been one or two all season long in pace. And when people say, Chuck, what does that mean? What is pace? Is it just guys running up and down the floor? Pace is in a 48-minute NBA game. Each quarter is 12 minutes. In a 48-minute game, how many possessions does that particular team have? And so the Bulls have been either number one or number two all season long, because the more you get up and down the floor, you're going to either make a shot or you're not, and you get back on D, and then the other team does their thing, and you get a possession following their make or miss. And so with the Bulls now, because they are, you know, taking 43, 44 three-point attempts per game, and by the way, they're second in the NBA in makes, which is ultimately what you want, and they've been in the top 10 for the majority of the season in three-point field goals percentage. So this is what they're doing, and they're doing pull-up threes, they're doing corner threes, the ball movement from left to right, they're in the top five in assists. So, I mean, the brand of basketball now is really exciting, and what you're seeing now is that the Bulls are beating teams that they should beat, because you've got a lot of teams, Steve, as you know, in the standings in the Eastern Conference, and you have probably those in front of you. I do not. But, I mean, they played Washington last night, and the Wizards have the worst record in the NBA, and they are definitely headed for another high lottery pick. And then you've got teams like Charlotte, and Charlotte's going to be here on Friday. You got the Raptors, who are in a semi-rebuild. You got Brooklyn, and they're going to be in a major free fall once they trade Cam Johnson. And then you got the 76ers, and I don't know what to make of them anymore, because all of a sudden, they're what, Steve, if you've got the standings, what are they, 5-6 under 500, and they just cannot get it together. So what you're looking at now is, and I predicted this at the start of the season, you're looking at a Bulls team that will be in the play-in game. And either the play-in game or they're going to be in the 7-8 game, because they are going to win these games against teams that are not very good.
Well, actually, to clarify, I do have the standings in front of me. The Bulls are 10th. They're at 18-20, 474, 15.5 games out. They are a game behind the Atlanta Hawks in 9th. The Hawks and Pistons are tied. The Pistons are listed ahead of them. And the Miami Heat, soon to be without Jimmy Butler, maybe without Jimmy Butler, the Bulls are 2 games behind them. The Bulls are 2 games ahead of the Sixers. Sixers are in the 11th spot, 17.5 games out. They are indeed 6 games under 500. So that's where they are. The Bulls are 10th, which is familiar with this. They're sort of in the same spot we left them, just doing it a different way. Much more pleasing game to watch. And one of the things that I think goes along with this, you'd be a better judge of this knowing these players, watching them, being with them each game, is a sense of this is a fun way to play. They're not spending a lot of time on defense,
but it's a fun way to play, and I think that has the players' attention. It looks like it does.
Yes, it does, Steve. And, you know, Billy Donovan made a great point in his pregame presser with the media, because someone asked him about, you know, the style of play and how difficult it is, you know, for players to sustain this for 82 games. And, I mean, it is. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say we're going to run. Well, the players have to buy in as well. They not only have to buy in for, you know, four quarters, they've got to buy in for the season. And that's why it's important that the players take care of themselves physically and that you do all the right things to make sure that your body can handle going up and down the floor. And so, you know, Coby White was saying that he loves this style of play. And if you look at this, and I would think that Zach LaVine is a prime candidate for the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. I mean, the guy has been phenomenal. He has five straight 30-point games, six of his last seven. He's, you know, shooting 60% or better in a number of these games in the month of January. And so this is right up his strength of running, taking threes, you know, doing pull-up threes, catch-and-shoot threes. I mean, it's amazing. But it's one thing for a player to say, I love playing this style of play. It's another to do it because it's hard work to run. But, you know, the players have certainly bought into this system. It is fun to watch. It's fun to call. And so we'll see where this all goes in terms of before the trade deadline, after the trade deadline, and more importantly, what this club's going to look like in the second half of the season.
This segment with Chuck Swirsky is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union. Chuck, tomorrow you and Bill and Alyssa Bergamini will be calling the Bulls game against the Kings. 2:30 on this very radio station is the tip-off. 2:15, I think, is a pregame show. And it brings back to town DeMar DeRozan. And I just think of all the guys we've watched, maybe sort of a man out of time. He knew his game, and as you said, it's a three-point game. The Bulls were late coming around to that, in part because of DeMar DeRozan, and what he did best was take control and do his job as a two-point shooter, and he took those shots, but he was such a master at it. He was such, I don't know, I thought he was a wonderful Bull. What are your thoughts on DeMar DeRozan as he comes back as a member of the Kings?
Well, I mean, he did exactly what they wanted him to do when they signed him. I mean, he put the ball in the hole. He went to the foul line. He was a two-time All-Star in his three seasons here. From a professional standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, he did everything that you wanted to see in a player of his ilk. I mean, the guy's going into the Hall of Fame. He's played over 1,100 NBA games. He's averaged 20 or more for the last, 12 seasons. So, I mean, you know, you can't ask much more because he knows himself. He doesn't take a lot of threes. He's really never taken a lot of threes in his career because he is in his comfort zone with that mid-range jumper. And he has been unbelievable with that mid-range jumper. And all you have to do is look at what his field goal percentage is over the last 6-7 years. And he has shot over 50% or more, probably in 7 or 8 years, from a two-point field goal. So, I mean, like, he's very comfortable understanding where this game is going with the three-point shot. But he's not going to change just for the sake of changing. He loves to do that, you know, head and shoulder double pump fake from about the foul line out until about 18, 19 feet. And he gets players to commit. And I can tell you firsthand, talking to opposing players, they all know it's coming, Steve, and they're told in a scouting report that you've got to lock in with your lower base and not go for the head and shoulder fake. But it's so tantalizing to block a shot. And, you know, you look at players, you know, Dwayne Wade was excellent with a head and shoulder fake. And he got players to commit, leaving their feet and fouling them. Well, DeMar DeRozan continues to do this, and it doesn't matter whether he's in a Raptor uniform, a Spurs uniform, the Bulls, or now the Kings, it's been successful.
Chuck, I want to ask you about a different sport. I want to ask you about football because it was reported today the Bears will be interviewing Ron Rivera for their head coaching opening. And sometime this weekend is the way Jonathan Jones of the NFL and CBS staff phrased it. Now, you know, you knew Chico. You know Chico.
Yes.
You were at the radio station that called the games when Chico played in the Super Bowl 20. And you've certainly been around him. Your thoughts on Ron Rivera? You've watched him coach. You've after watching him play. What are your thoughts on Ron Rivera, leader of men?
Well, I like Ron very, very much. I haven't obviously been in that circle for a number of years, so I'm really not an expert on his strengths and weaknesses as an NFL head coach. I loved him as a player, and I thought it was a great pick by the Bears. By Jerry Venisi back in the day in the mid-80s when they took him from the University of California. Here's what I think the Bears are doing, not being a complete outsider, but being an insider on seeing the process of selecting coaches in any sport. So for people that are saying, what are the Bears doing? They're bringing in 10 people along with Robbie Triano. I mean, what in the world are they doing bringing in all these people? And for our listeners, by the way, Robbie Triano is a producer tech at 670
The Score. Yeah, wait, that's me, Chuck. That's me.
That's right. That's you.
I'm in the interview? Okay, cool.
So what they do, Steve, and you know this as well as anyone, they're bringing people in and they're saying, okay, evaluate our team. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? What do you think of our players? What do you think of our scheme? What do you think of our structure? What do you think of your assistants? Who would you bring in? Well, they're collecting all of this information from different organizations, from different coordinators, or different position coaches, or maybe a college coach, or a guy that's been out of coaching for a year or two in broadcasting. And they're putting all this information, Steve, in a vault, in an intel vault. And they are learning about their own team from others from an evaluation standpoint, so they can take this knowledge and information and then apply it maybe next season. Maybe they're going to offer suggestions, or maybe the new coach who has been interviewed by the Bears will take this intel and say, you know what, that's a great idea what that coach suggested. All this is I'm not saying it's a game, but it is a game within a game, because I'm sure the Bears already know who they're interested in, probably down to the final two or three.
Well, we'll find out. There's certainly a lot of them out there, and Robbie is anxiously awaiting his phone call to see when he gets his virtual interview. Thank you for nominating him. Chuck, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Chuck.
Hey, Steve, thank you.
All right. He's Chuck Swirsky, voice of the Bulls. You'll hear him and Bill Ennington calling the play-by-play against the Kings tomorrow. DeMar DeRozan returns to Chicago. Time to take a break and get back to talking Bears. And here's what I can say. Bleep culture. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suck at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Big voice guy. Affirming and confirming Saturday Suckage. Listen up. Hurry, hurry. Join Lawrence Holmes and Remy Martin today at Signature, an elevated restaurant and sports bar, 1312 South Wabash in Chicago. They'll be there until 1. Come register for your chance to play hoops on the Court of Dreams at the United Center on February 22nd. And come sample some Remy cocktails. Remy Martin, team up for excellence. So I'm tired. I'm done. I don't want to hear the Bears use the C word anymore.
Wait, what?
Culture.
Oh.
Sick of it. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it means. It's useless. I mean, Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus used it and said it and went, cute culture, culture, culture. How'd that work out for everyone? Bleep culture. Just win on the regular. The Bears are too stupid to know that winning breeds culture. Same as losing. And either way, culture comes second to winning. The Bears, you might be surprised to learn, have it bass-ackwards. In so many ways, they have it bass-ackwards. Which is a segue to news that they would interview Ron Rivera. That report came out this morning. They've interviewed Mike Vrabel. They interviewed Pete Carroll. Any of those three guys come in here, I will go back to the line that Tony Amonte uttered, Blackhawks star. He uttered when the Blackhawks got rid of Alpo Suhonen and hired Brian Sutter. Recess is over. That's what Tony Amonte said at the press conference to welcome Brian Sutter. Recess is over. The Bears ostensibly want recess to be over. The players didn't take advantage of Eberflus the way Lance Briggs and who knows who else ran over Mark Trestman's credibility. But when you look at this, step back and look at what happened here, you talk about details and focus and execution, and they did it right down to the end of the season. What the hell were they doing? What the hell are they talking about? They were buffoons. They were buffooning it. Bad execution. Ignoring details. Lack of discipline. Lack of accountability. The Bears players talked a lot. Oh, boy, did they talk a lot. They talk loudly. about Eberflus, coaching decisions, Shane Waldron. When he was whacked, you heard the players talk about DJ Moore. Oh, it feels lighter in here. It feels wonderful. You know what? You were worse, DJ Moore. Your whole team was worse. You're supposed to be a leader. Aren't you one of the captains? Why did you suck worse after you got rid of the wicked witch? Ding dong, the witch is dead. And you're worse. The players sucked. The players show they're weak. Mentally and emotionally. I won't say physically, you just can't be that way in the NFL. You play in the NFL, you're strong physically. But bad, soft, and stupid is just no way to go through the NFL. The players expose themselves as such. They turtled in big moments. They were in the fetal position at the end of the season. And they found somehow they found a wherewithal to beat a Green Bay team down to, I don't know, four-string quarterback, whatever it was. And Thomas Brown admitted it after the season was over. He said leadership in the locker room needs to be better. Team leaders. And some players sounded like that was going to be the case after Eberflus got whacked. They retired the coach who wouldn't take accountability and then desperately tried to take accountability to make up for it, and nobody was buying it, and it was transparent and awful and sad, and he's really weak, and he's interviewing for the Bengals defensive coordinator job, Matt Eberflus is. The Bears just seem to hire the worst candidates, and they get worse. And you had all this in the wake of Ryan Poles telling Jeff Joniak, former score hero Jeff Joniak, that he saw the lack of discipline, things not being done right, lack of details in training camp. Dude, why didn't you say anything? It's your job. Stop right now. Stop right there. I got to know right now. Do you love me? Will you love me forever? You know what? There's just not enough Paradise by the Dashboard Light being played these days. Anyways, that's not why you called. Ryan Poles thinks this program is just pantsing David Tepper. I'm sorry. The players you have on the roster, I don't know. You've got Thomas Brown going from passing game coordinator who can't talk to his passer to offensive coordinator to head coach in about 5 minutes. I mean, another month and he would have been the owner. And you know what? I think I'd rather have Thomas Brown as the owner. Because recess would be over if these guys came in. If Vrabel came in, if Carroll came in, if Ron Rivera came in. But that's almost a guarantee they won't. Because for recess to be over, and a texter kind of nailed it here, you need the Bears to admit they're broken. George Halas refuses to admit their vertical, their top-down business structure is broken because he is hewing to it because he's always hewed to it. How's that worked out for you? 5 coaches, 0 playoff wins. How's that looking, George? You got suckered by Phil Emery. I think you got suckered by Kevin Warren. You ended up with Mark Trestman, and over there's Andy Reid somewhere, and just, you got Matt Eberflus, and don't the other guys have Kevin O'Connell? Is that who? Right. And what you need is what actually I thought we had when Ryan Poles was hired. I really thought this was the way of Theo Epstein. I really thought Ryan Poles was just going to report to George. Ted Phillips was like, I'm out of here. Bye-bye. I don't want to do this. And indications were Ryan Poles would go to George. Here's the football side. Tom Ricketts got it very, very right. He got Theo Epstein. And when Theo said, Crane Kenny, you take care of business. You bring me money. I'll tell you what we're going to do with it. I don't want you between me and Tom. And he told Tom this, condition of the job. I report to you, nobody in between. You can have whatever number of team presidents you have. They're not between me and you and Tom Ricketts. He did it. He did it the right way. And I thought we were going to get that when Ryan Poles was brought in. Ryan, George, that's it. Nobody in the way. That's not the way it's turned out, is it? Not only did you get a team president in the way of Ryan Poles reporting to, and by the way, full credit to Tom Ricketts for that. He stalked Theo Epstein. I don't know who the NFL Theo Epstein is, but I don't see George stalking him. I don't think he's strong enough, active enough, or knows. He wouldn't know where the GPS is to find the route to get to the next Theo Epstein. Tom knew. Tom Ricketts knew when he got Theo in here. Who's the NFL Theo Epstein? That's what the Bears need. And then tell Kevin Warren to stay out of the way. But no, instead, because George hewed to his beloved top-down management structure, Kevin Warren hasn't put a shovel in the ground, and he's now trying to do Ryan Poles' job before Kevin Warren has done his own job. And in the process, he has neutered the guy leading the search for the next coach. And any next coach would ask, are you really in charge of anything? And the Bears would not hire anybody who would dare to be that accurate and demand that kind of hard answer. The Bears don't want hard answers. The Bears don't want to admit they're broken. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. Take a break when we come back. Hub Arkish. Well, he certainly knows Chico. We will talk to Hub about Chico and Ben Johnson and the way the Bears have gone about this process. Next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.